A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Since the children share in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who, through fear of death, had been subject to slavery all their life. Surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God, to expiate the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. The Word of the Lord. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has become like us in all things, except sin. He knows from the inside out what it is like to be a human being. He knows what it feels like to be tempted and tried to suffer. Jesus' solidarity with humanity makes him, enables him to be a merciful and faithful high priest. Jesus had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way. I used to not understand what people meant when they said you had to work through something, work through an emotion such as impatience. Did it mean that you had to express it? No. But I discovered the secret in studying St. Thomas on the passions, and especially the irascible passions. Fear, hope, daring, and anger. Now, St. Thomas gives a specific order, and in this order, there's a real progression so that we can overcome whatever the emotion is that's grabbed a hold of us. And I think it's important to remember that Jesus experienced this himself. He, of course, was much more in control of his emotions and passions than we are, because we suffered the result of sin. So whenever we're under stress, we're feeling impatient or anger or any what we would call a negative feeling, what we need first is desire, the desire to change, the desire to follow Christ, to act as he would act. And desire to change leads us to the passion of hope. Hope that we can do it, that we've done it in the past, we can do it in the future. Or if we can't hope in ourselves, hope in someone else, hope in a mentor or someone that depends upon us that we can change. This hope, then, that we're going to do it, leads, in a certain sense, to a fear, a hesitancy. Well, I'm going to do it, but can I really do it? you know, this is something different. And as we begin to face our fear, we move into the passion of daring. I can do it. With hope and Christ's grace, I can do it. And so daring then leads us to anger. Now, not anger in the sense of being mad, but anger in the sense of seeing an injustice and giving it a right perspective. Anger is a passion that moves us to do something, to change the status quo, to get up and get going. I see that Jesus experienced all of these passions in different aspects of his life. For example, hope. I'm sure he had a lot of hope when he went out to preach, when he went out to call people to follow him, that this is going to work. These people are going to come. But then again, we know he had fear in the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, let this cup pass from me. Jesus experienced daring. There was daring in that little boy of 12 years old that decided not to follow his parents home, but to stay and to question and to talk to and even to instruct the elders in the temple. And finally, we know that he had a certain kind of anger in the sense that he drove those money changers out of the temple. It was anger, perhaps, that led him to pick up that cross. Let's get moving. When the soldiers came for him in the Garden of Gethsemane, there was an impulse that said, let's go, leave the other here. So when we're experiencing these passions, let us remember that Jesus himself experienced them and that they are aids to help us to purify ourselves so that we can offer a spiritual sacrifice that is pure, that is holy of our very lives to God. And that in becoming more and more pure, we are becoming more and more like Jesus. Because that refiner, as we read in today's first reading from Malachi, when he purifies the gold or the silver, he knows it's pure when he can see his reflection in it. And so let's keep working day in and day out to purify ourselves so that God the Father can truly see the reflection of his Son in our heart.